evening, guys, and welcome to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, and joined as always with my friend and co-host, Rick Hogg. How's it going, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is going great. Just want to thank you, the viewer listener out there, for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune into the show. Couldn't do it without you guys. Greatly appreciate all your support. Do us a huge favor, guys. Preferably not driving, right? We're not advocating texting and driving or tweeting or whatever it is else you're doing. Find a safe spot. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a rating, review, all that other good stuff to help us boost our reach. I don't care if it's just a thumbs up emoji. Hey, while you're at it, just hit everyone in that text chain of yours and just tell them, hey, man, tune into On Range Podcast. Help get the word out there. So greatly be appreciated. One last thing, having some technical difficulties here. Hang on one sec, buddy. Boom. Now we're good. It happens. Last thing, don't forget, housekeeping parts. Go to warhawk.com, kellydefense.com. Check out on our homepage the OTR training on demand. That's right. You can tune in to check out training whenever you want. 3 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep? No problem. OTR training on demand. Make sure you guys check that out. You want to support the show? Patreon.com/on the range podcast, where you have the privilege to get into our Patreon crew, where we do a bi-monthly Zoom call. And we solve all the world's problems. Haven't quite executed all of them, but we sit there. We definitely got some good plans.
They're all solved. We just haven't had time to get around to it yet.
Well, we got to send out the smoke signals to the hire. You know, it's like, hey, guys, start executing what we're telling you. But, yeah. So I think, I think that's all of our kind of housekeeping.
Yeah, that's about it, man. I tell you what, another one is in the books here at On the Range Podcast. We love all things America, and a couple of the big pieces of Americana that we can't live without. Number one, Army-Navy game. Took a big time L last year. Still haven't gotten over that one. Nathan's International Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July at the corner. It's back. It's back at the corner of Surf and Stillwell in Brooklyn, New York. They had to do it indoors during 2020. 2021, they took it to the ballpark right down the street. Can't remember the name of it. Forgive me. Didn't do my research on that one. Yeah. It was outside. It was a good venue. Good venue, but it's just not the same unless it's on the boardwalk at the corner of Surf and Stillwell. Well, and it was back.
It's back. And it was kind of back with a vengeance, right? So this day and age, right? Let's think about it. For those of you that aren't tracking, who gets violent at a hot dog eating contest? Right? So some dope decides to assault Joey Chestnut, the 15-time champ, by the way.
Yeah, who's not a small man, by the way.
No, he's a big dude. No. I mean, when you're sitting there sucking down, and again, I don't know if the assault on him put him behind. He only did 63 this year. I think, what was it, last year it was 75 or 76?
It had to affect him. It was 76. It had to affect him.
Yeah.
Had to affect him. Yeah.
He gets in that rhythm, and you watch this thing and you're going, dude, how are you even ingesting, you know, because like they'll remove the buns. They'll stick like having three in their mouth and just they're gone. Stick the bread in some water and just make some ball and that's gone.
Yeah.
And
then squeeze out the water and boom.
Just launching that stuff. Right.
Yeah.
How he's still alive from all that fat in one sitting and his arteries aren't just blocked up. But anyway, hats off to him. But this year, you know, and I wouldn't think that you'd have to have high security at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. I mean, you're out there, people having fun, right? What's there to protest? But I guess they're calling him a protester. Decided to attack. And he must have knew Joey Chestnut, right? Because Joey's kind of in the center. And he kind of goes straight for him. And I'm like, what's wrong with people, man?
We have some footage of this, what Rick's talking about. Our good friend Ross Patterson over at Drinking Bros Podcast, he put it up on his Twitter feed. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. But man, there's Joey Chestnut. It's not the greatest. It's not the greatest image. I can't get it big enough, but I think we're good. I'll keep the sound off so we don't get, demolished by any kind of copyright. But, yeah, so Joey Chestnut's right there on the left-hand side, you guys who are watching this on Vimeo or Amazon, you're getting a real treat, Fire TV and all that stuff, and check it out. But here we go. So he's only got, you can see the sign, he's only into it like 16 dogs. 16. So that's two minutes. He had what they call a DPM, a dog per minute ratio of like 7.5 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and run this. You see, he's eating, he's sucking them down, he's dunking them in the water. And then here comes old Dweeb.
Yep. They're 17.
Boom.
Yeah.
So those of you who can't see this, yeah.
Yeah, he just dumps them down. No, I'm just saying. I mean, guy comes up, does whatever, right? Joey's like, boom, see you later. The other dudes, they're not batting an eye. They're like, oh, get him in, right? Joey's at a stall point. Let me catch. This is my catch up point. He gassed. It's like, I got the chance, you know? But yeah, dude. And I'm going. Yeah,
like you said, Joey's one of the biggest dudes there. I mean, now Booker, dude. Eric Booker, what's his last name? I'll think of him in a second. The Badlands, Booker. Eric, the Badlands Booker. He's not there. He did the Gatorade or the lemonade. But Joey Chestnut, dude, he does a around the neck, pushes the hips out, and then slams old boy and gets right back to sucking down Nathan's full-length hot dogs and buns.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't messing around. And you know what? No. Joey has a broken foot.
Yeah.
He was on crutches. He's still throwing old boy around.
Dude, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. I think you're right. It had to have affected his number of hot dogs. As a matter of fact, booking.com, I think, gave back all the money who took the over bet. So if you took the over bet, you got a real argument there. That would have to throw you off because now he's already got a bum leg. Mm-hmm. He just had to kick somebody's butt while he's in the middle of the contest early in the game. So they did the right thing and went ahead and took those bets and covered them and sent the money back. So, but yeah, 63, nowhere near, but he still was 20 ahead of the closest competitor, which is, unbelievable.
Was it, I'm trying to think last year, I think the female, I can't remember her name that won, she did like 60 some odd dogs.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. She broke a record too. It might have been 2 years ago, but anyway, she did a lot of hot dogs that she crushed a lot of those hot dogs too. And I think she broke a record and she was back again. She won again. I don't know how many she ate, but she ended up winning again. Miko. Oh, forgive me guys. Yeah. Anyway,
we don't
it was just a great, it's a great event. I tell you what, that George Shea, the announcer, he has all those, biblical and Roman references, and he's just the best in the biz, man. He really enjoys it. I think he's one of the co-founders of the competitive eating, and he's great. He did a great job, and it was just a great event. It was good to see him back outside on the boardwalk at in Brooklyn. And I tell you what, I love it. I watch it every year. I can't miss it. You think about that. Now this is his 15th world championship.
Crazy. Absolutely.
Tom Brady's only got 7.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So Rafael Nadal, I think, is the only one that's got 14 or something.
If you guys want to be a champion, right? Go check it out. Learn to eat some hot dogs, man. Grab that title. Scoop it right out.
Dude, I don't know who in the world is going to touch that 76, but I think it's going to get to the point where the mechanics of the actual event of eating a hot dog or however they do it is not going to be able to get any quicker. He is so efficient and is so good at getting them down and keeping them down that it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But it's a great event. Their jerseys have the number of hot dogs that they've eaten the most. I couldn't figure that out. And then I saw on the back that Joey had 76. But so Booker Badlands is not doing the hot dogs anymore. Eric Badlands Booker, he is eating or doing the gallon pink lemon, Nathan's pink lemonade challenge. I think he sucked down a gallon of pink lemonade in like less than 37 seconds. Dude, gallon.
How much sugar is in that thing? Right?
Oh, dude.
Your body has to go in shock.
Two cups? 2 cups of sugar?
At least.
At least.
I mean, your bloodstream's going, Oh, good Lord, man. We're going to sit there and have some palpitations. It's like, oh. But yeah. Here's the thing, Mark. It's good to see people out. It's good to see people around. But people still aren't fully out and about like normal. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people sitting there having absolutely catastrophic, crushing economic times right now. And, you know, compile that with the crap where we're just coming off of, let's just say, all the restrictions that were imposed by the federales. You know, it's like, all right, cool. Let's just get life back to normal. Let's get life to where we can enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Nothing more American than that. But it's like, come on, man. Let's just get a little bit of a break. Dollars and cents. Let's figure this stuff out, right? Yeah. Not that hard. Not that hard. But on the, you know, on the pro, like I said, a lot of people out. A lot of people getting fireworks. Over in this neck of the woods, I don't know if you get the good Mexican fireworks up your way, but we had some pretty good bangers out here, you know, the other day. So,
yeah,
good to see. Yeah. Good to see that going on.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, support for the OTR Universe and the On the Rage podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below the waist grooming. Their products are precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you for 20% off and free worldwide shipping if you use the promo code OTR20 at manscaped.com. Again, go to manscaped.com and use promo code OTR20 for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. And you make a great point about the hot dog eating contest in the 4th of July. I mean, us, it's one of those things that we look forward to. Of course, I'm texting you, hey man, Jaws has got another one. It's in the books, you know, another title. Mm-hmm. And the kids enjoying the fireworks and all this stuff. It is great to see people getting back out there despite the hardships that some of these situations that are man-made, are putting on these folks.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, hey man, maybe I wanted to have the hot dog eating contest myself, but dude, I can only get a pack of dogs.
Right. I know.
I can't buy the two packs of dogs. I mean, I was blown away when you start hearing that you've got some Americans that are having to go to two meals a day because they can't afford three. I'm just like, dude, you know how un-American that is? Totally out of control, man. Or picking and choosing, hey man, we're either doing hamburgers or hot dogs, but we'll go with the dogs because that's cheaper. I mean, beef prices are out of control. And it just, that's the part that kind of sucks with this whole situation is you have celebrations and, you know, it's one thing if you piss away your own money, you make bad decisions, shame on you, right? But when you got an economy that's crushing your soul, and let's be an honest broker, it is crushing our soul. You look at some of the prices at the pumps, the price at the grocery store, dude. I walked out of there with two of them chintzy little bags dropping like $150. I'm like, what do I got? Nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just, you know, like I said, it's good to see people out, but we're not fully at that full celebratory phase yet. I mean, I think here shortly, hopefully we can get things turned around. I firmly believe that the 2022 reckoning, which is coming up, will have a big impact. And yeah, dude, hopefully we can get our lives back to, no kidding, true normal prior to the China virus creeping in, causing all those dramas, and quit blaming Putin and everybody else. It's people's own decisions. And it's funny that even at the highest levels, we want to do blaming, right? So,
oh yeah,
Joey Chestnut could have said, hey man, I would have had 77 dogs if the old boy didn't come up. Nope. you know, took I won't say he took responsibility because he really wasn't responsible for anything, but he just kept on rolling. But I'm just tired of seeing all these excuses. Hey, man, this is here because of X, or it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's like, dude,
yeah,
that is so passing the blame is so un-American, but it's almost the common theme of where we're sitting at nowadays. It's like, hey, man,
yeah,
it's kind of like, if you did it, just accept responsibility.
Yeah.
If you are the hot dog eating contests El Champion, hey man, hold that belt up with pride. You know, it's like, hey man,
yeah,
I'm a world champion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you know, taking accountability and looking for responsibility is the American way. It's not just shirking it and throwing up your hands. This ain't my fault, dude. You're in charge. Everything's your fault. Everything is that's supposed to happen and that didn't is your fault. And everything that happened and didn't go the way it's supposed to is your fault. Everything. But what? Nah.
Wow.
It's a novel concept that they just can't wrap their heads around. It's everybody else's fault. Trump has not been president in almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. And that's all they talk about. They want to talk about everything else other than what's really happening. And that's telling. It's really telling. I am very curious what's going to happen in November. I know what you and I believe.
You know, I'm going to tell you, what's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
The American people, they are at their end. And, you know, these people that are quote unquote Democrats, dude, they want nothing to do with the Dems, man. The Dems are losing bodies left and right. Now, short of having magical rigged machines again, there's no way the numbers, you know, are going to be there. You're going to see a big flip. Although the problem that comes in is, you can still potentially try to pass legislation through the Congress, but on a pro and con of our great system, you know, where we do have the checks and balance. Mm-hmm. You know, old Brandon can sit there and veto stuff. So,
sure.
But it goes back, right? Here's my problem with that. Are you vetoing it because you truly see something wrong with it? Or are you vetoing it just to veto it? So it kind of goes back to the justices. How do we get 6-3?
Yeah.
You know? And I'll just use the second as a prime example. Shall not be infringed. There's no other way to interpret it. That should be a 9-0. Yeah, you violated their, you know, you violated their Second Amendment rights. But it's funny, and I know I'm slightly sliding, but it's like recent terms, you've heard everyone going, oh, we've got, you know, you're violating the Constitution by not letting me do what I want to my body. And it's like, okay, well, nobody said that. We want to give people poison. Instead, they lost their job. But shockingly, if you read the book, and it's funny, the book's always close. If you're not familiar with the Constitution of the United States, seeing how it is, 4th of July.
The United States of America,
America. You might thumb through that thing. Why don't we hit the 13th Amendment? See what it says. Just out of curiosity. Check it out. I don't want to sit there oh my goodness, it's in Roman numerals. What shall I do?
Yeah.
Oh, but luckily we're educated. Public school, of course. Let's talk about the 13th Amendment. All right. So basically abolish your slavery. Okay.
Yeah.
So that there, it's in the Constitution, slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do we allow human trafficking in this country? Why do we allow indentured servants? But we got one crew going, I can't find whatever your constitutional violation you think is in the book because it's not in the book. Right there, black and white, slavery. We don't bat an eye. I don't understand. So on one side, the 13th says it abolishes slavery. Yet you've got human slaves in this country. And then you got, on the other flip token, people hooping and hollering because you're violating my constitutional rights, which, Let me know what amendment it is, because I can't find it. So,
yeah.
But anyway,
The culture war is not going to go the way they believe it's going to go. Matter of fact, I think, you know, just the entertainment industry alone, you look at that, and the energy industry and all these other things, it's just not going to go their way.
Here's the thing. I think there's some hope, right? Think there's some hope.
I think there's a lot of hope.
For the entertainment industry, right? We've got to throw a bone where a bone is due. And if you guys have not checked out The Terminalists, I'm here to tell you. I'm not going to give you a spoiler alert, right? I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I'm not – some of your military TV shows, movies, they're kind of poor at best. I'm going to tell you this, man. I was super impressed with how The Terminalists went down. And I'd be super curious because we're going to try to get Jack back on the show. I'd love to find out how much input he had, because I know we were kind of talking about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Done extremely well. So,
yeah.
You know, granted, it's 8 hours. I'm here to tell you, you will not be disappointed. It's a quick
8 hours. Yeah.
It's a quick eight. I hate to say it, man. I might go back for a double take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great. How powerful. It was good. It was really good.
Show.
Well done.
Yeah. We're going to do a OTR vantage point on it. We're going to talk about some of the stuff. I mean, the book, it held right in there. And I think that Jack had to have quite a bit of influence on that, even though we all know that, you know, from print to screen it's a pretty big transition that has to occur to be able to tell the same story in that short amount of time. I get it, but man, it's right on the book, and the series of books are just great. And I can't wait to, hopefully I can't imagine Amazon would be nuts, because it is crushing it. Amazon would be nuts to not pick up that whole series.
I would. And here's the thing. You got to think about it. Most books they try to do in like an hour and a half, right? 2 hours max in the movie theater, dude. Eight hours. I would say this.
Great stuff.
You could probably dig a little deeper, depending if they're going to go in sequential order, right? You could probably run it 10-12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, I don't know. I guess you probably have to get Chris Pratt back on the hook to, you know, be James Reese and run that whole piece again. But
yeah.
I'm sure he'd be down for it.
Just great outcome of that. I'm really happy with it, man. Like you said, it was quick.
Yeah.
I did that in a 4-day period, and it was done. It was done.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Love talking Terminalist and Jack Carr. Great series of books. Love talking Joey Chestnut in the 4th of July. And you know, we get to see him throw, you know, a couple of freaking moves, man, whipping that little dude around. Thank goodness no one got hurt, but he can't. That's what happens when you mess with America and Nathan's hot dog and Joey Jaws Chestnut. He ain't going to put up with it.
Nope.
So make sure you guys go to warhog.com.
Like he didn't get a dog in his mouth.
Yeah. Kelly, well, you didn't want to get DQ'd. You know, he had to keep going.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Warhog.com and KellyDefense.com, and make sure you hit OTR Training on Demand. Super proud of that. That's at Vimeo.com/on-demand/OTR Training. You can also support the show becoming a member of our Patreon page at patreon.com/on-the-range-podcast. And as always, sign up for our newsletters. Make sure you check out In Honor of Duco. The last episode kind of outlined that whole thing with Duco and the project and how it came about. Go check it out. You can read it. You can always direct donate at any time. So make sure you check that out. Also, we also got a promo code from Aimpoint. That was a big one. They don't pass those out. They gave one to Rick. Warhog with 2 G's, 5 for 5% off the best optics out there. Let's face it.
Yeah, buddy. With that, they're the ones I bet my life on. So, yeah. 100%.
So go check those out. And again, make sure you subscribe, like, go to Vimeo, go to Fire TV, go to Roku TV, Amazon Audibles, Amazon Music, Apple. We're everywhere. We're absolutely everywhere. And we got some new stuff coming out.
Go tell Alexa to play that On the Range podcast.
Use your Echo Dot. or your Alexa, man, yeah, just say, hey, play On the Range podcast. It'll play right away. Buddy. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Technology.
It's a beautiful thing. Can be. In theory, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Oh, crazy.
So anyway. Oh, yeah. They're listening, dude. We ought to have a show on that, about all the times where we were talking about something, and the next thing you know, that ad shows up on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Savages.
I think we should. I think it'd be a good one. Yeah, man.
That'd be great. That'd be a great episode.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody. Yep. Have a safe week, and God bless America. Thanks, Rick. Let's do it again, buddy.
You know, buddy.